45.
Elon.
Brown, 45.
You are listening to Any Given Sunday, Australia.
Yeah.
You're not going to give you the big
yes. Hello and welcome to a bonus episode.
Bonus.
Or a bonanza, as we call it in our.
It is a betting bonanza week. Yeah, you're right.
Punters club. We have our usuals, TC24 and D-Web, the... What was it, junior boy gone senior boy in New Zealand?
In New Zealand. In Australia, I'm still the work experience kid. New Zealand, junior boy turn senior boy. That's all right. I can handle either.
We've thrown this together as a little betting segment. Instead of having it just put out there like we do on the socials, we're actually going to put out a little podcast.
Yeah.
But we're going to start with, while Danny and I just finish our bets.
Building them live. So
building them as we go.
You can see the magic happen. But we're being smart. We're utilising our studio time while we've got it.
Exactly right. Thanks so from your pocket.
Yeah. Finally got it right.
But you have some exotic markets for us.
On Sportsbet, I'm sure other betting companies have got these sort of exotic markets too. But just some of the ones that I found a little bit more interesting and a bit funny. As you're building yours live there, Macca. You can bet on things like the length of the national anthem. So I'm not sure if you've seen in the past. Yeah, so you know you see sometimes in the past the people that they roll out to sing the anthem, like they really get into it and they really...
They kind of like... They try and put their own spin on it.
You would remember the Fergie one
for the All-Star game?
Oh, like the players were trying so hard not to laugh,
especially the national anthem, and it's America. So like, you know, the national anthem is the national anthem.
It's important and they're very patriotic. So you can bet on the length of that. That's just an over-under sort of thing. You can bet on Rihanna's first song that she's going to perform in the halftime show. So there's obviously a list of her, you know, her top hits. So they're, I think they start around the $3-4 mark.
$2.25.
What's that?
Oh, okay. So I reckon she's going to go something more classic to start. It's the Super Bowl.
Normally
they throw them back.
I thought she was going to go a bit more of a throwback.
I reckon Don't Stop the Music. Personally, I'm going to put my money on Don't Stop the Music at $5.50. Gonna pick a Rihanna song to go with.
Umbrella's $13.
Yeah, she won't start with that though. She might finish with it. That's the issue.
Yeah, that's fair.
Big hit.
But yeah, so then we've also got special guests that potentially could join for the halftime show. Who have we got here in the special guest comp? Oh, here we go. So Jay-Z, Calvin Harris, Drake, ASAP Rocky, Eminem are the sort of the top.
Jay-Z at $1.44 is like it's guaranteed. He's gonna be there. The bookies know something, don't they?
But
or maybe
is it just based on the fact that he's got so many, like he's a
producer and
producer on so many Rihanna songs? Or
yeah,
like, you
probably.
Know.
Was it him? Did he feature in Umbrella? Is that Jay-Z?
Anyone know? Don't
remember. Oh, no. Right. This is your questions
Eminem
without
was Umbrella, wasn't he?
No. Get out of here, T-Shirt.
You sure? I don't remember. I'll see myself out.
We'll move on before you dig
one day
yourself.
I'll make a music podcast.
Run this town.
Thank you.
Producer Angus. But Run This Town, what? Why is that? Oh, that's playing 13s as well.
Yeah, that's first song. It won't be
is
first
this part
song.
Of your multi?
No. This is just Marcus. You can chuck on. So
into
one of my favorites. Well, you could multi, but one of my favorites is the color of the Gatorade that's going to be tipped onto the winning coach.
I reckon that 100% depend on the team.
Last 2 years, it's been blue, and then I think the year before it was orange. I'm leaning towards orange this year. It's sitting at $4.
I'm going to go like green yellow.
I'm leaning towards the orange.
Is that the same color? In the Gatorade world.
What have they got it as?
I think it is, as far as the betting goes.
Green, yellow, yeah.
Yeah, I'm on green,
favorite.
Yellow.
So blue's obviously favorite. Clear water, $10. It's not going to be water.
No. Is there a red option?
Red is $7.50.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards a red.
Yeah, I'm feeling orange at fours. And then the last one that we want to touch on, it's who the MVP is going to mention first in their speech. So it's got listed here. It's got any other teammate, God, faith or religion. Any member of their family, opposing team, organisation, or the city and the fans. And so
No coach? No coach on there?
No, pretty tight market here though. Well, I wonder if they'll count that in under
players and teammates. Coach isn't your teammate, he's your coach.
Well, it's opposing.
that's very much like a technicality. You don't win, you lose.
Yeah, that's the favourite. $1.91 is any players or teammates. God, faith, religion. That's going to be a huge one. I'd probably lean towards God.
If it's Mahomes, he's going to go down the faith line
What if
first.
They walk up and they just say, oh, God. Like, they're not actually thanking God, but that's technically a mention.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
Right. That'll be on Sportsbet whether they pay that out, not us.
Well, yeah, exactly.
But we'll be riding if they don't.
We'll be the ones calling for a bloody review. Anyway, so we're all going to whip into... We've all just put together a multi. T-Mac, you're still building yours live here. Danny and I are ready to finished. Go.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good to go.
I'll whip through mine first. So mine's come in. Again, I'm just on Sportsbet. Feel free to sponsor us if you want Sportsbet. Mine's come in at $19 for five legs. So I've gone there, birds at the line. They're negative 1.5 favourites there. I've gone the total match points overs, 50.5. I agree with you. I think it's going to be hopefully a score fest.
Scoring.
Jalen Hurts is going to score one of those touchdowns at any time.
Loves a
also,
rushing touchdown.
Also, Marquez Valdes-Scantling is going to score one of those at any time. And I think Patty Mahomes is going to throw it for over 250 yards. I think his ankle just feeling a little bit better. He's going to throw it for over 250.
I love that. Everyone's going, he's sore, he's going to throw more. You're like, no, he's feeling good. He's going to plant that
foot. Well, he's feeling better.
The more he can plant that, because this is his right foot, the more he can plant that right foot, the better he's going
to
throw.
And he loves to throw it. So, yeah, I think maybe a little bit more pocket passing.
Nice.
So, that's all. Five legs come together at $19 for me there on Sportsbet.
So, I've done a four-legger all Philly.
Nice, yeah.
All Philly multi.
Philly.
Because I've got to support my birds. I've also gone to Hurts, anytime touchdown scorer. Yep. I feel like he's going to sneak in.
I didn't abuse you, but I questioned it last time. And
yeah, question it.
That didn't get up, but that one. He didn't get up.
And, oh, man, I was happy about it.
Yeah.
Anytime I can prove you wrong, T-Mac, it's a good day for me. I've also got Miles Sanders in there for any time touchdown because I reckon it's going to be a bit of a rushing game. And because he is rushing so much, I've got him for 61.5 yards.
Over Miles?
Miles.
Yep.
My Miles.
Attaboy.
And I've also got AJ Brown because we spoke about him in our previous episode. I got him for over 72.5 receiving yards because I think he will probably be the X factor. But on top, that's paying $14.50. Through Sportsbet, but I've also chucked on another one, which we spoke about briefly in the previous episode, to pick the exact score, because mainly because it's like the script of the NFL is what it's labelled as.
If that comes up.
Yeah.
Did you jump on it?
Yeah, I jumped on it. I was like, why not? So that's paying, what did I say before?
$81
to get the correct score, because obviously the NFL is rigged. They've got... Script's already written. Philly's going to win. It's going to be 37-34, which actually helps your overs as well.
That's great for me. And that means there's a lot of touchdowns getting scored, so that's great for me.
Yeah, and it'll make it an entertaining game, like a field goal between them. It'll be a really, really good game. Like, obviously, it's going to have to be if it's scripted.
I'm happy with that. Bring it on.
So, yeah, I've jumped on that. I only threw $2.50 on it because that's all I had in my account. But, hey, it's going to pay $202.50. I'll take it.
I have a couple of $1s just in my thinkings, and then I've put a multi together. So I'm thinking that, like I said in the last episode, it's going to be high scoring, but the defense is going to play a big role. So if there's a couple of maybe strip sacks that lead to scores or something, so it could be I'm leaning towards a defensive MVP.
Okay.
Ooh. So Hassan Reddick at $34.
Wow, that's huge.
Or Jones at $51. I've just
so you've taken individuals. Either. You've taken
individuals.
Yes.
These are my $1 bets.
Yeah, yeah.
really going out there. No, it was just only.
Don't tell us how much you're putting on it.
I didn't have. These are my small bets.
Never say how much you're putting on it.
I'm putting 45 cents on it. I just think it's.
They one could, unit. They you're putting on one unit.
One unit.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, there you go.
The other one that I have to see was
First touchdown scorer?
Correct.
Okay.
I haven't put it on yet. But I will be, was Kelsey.
Okay.
I reckon, and he's also in my multi, so that will play well. First touchdown, 850.
You got there. Well done.
It's not bad. So I'm on Dabble. I'm not on Sportsbet.
Yep.
I'm on there. Where
also sponsor us, Dabble.
Also looking for sponsors.
Well, which you'll be at, you can follow Any Given Sunday
on
Australia
Dabble.
On
Correct.
Dabble.
You are
and you can
right.
just... follow along with our bets there as simply as
you can also, clicking. You can also follow me on Dabble. I'm the work experience kid.
Okay.
Any given Sunday's work experience kid.
All right.
So my multi, which I just put together, I reckon Pacheco could have a big day too. So like we're saying about whether he can just dump it off to him or in the rushing game. So I've got him for over 55 yards rushing, but over 10 yards receiving as well.
Okay.
Nice. Like you're thinking.
Quez Watkins. I reckon he gets a cheeky pass here and there. So I've got him for 12 or more, which was paying surprisingly high.
Yeah.
Hurts for 35 or more rushing. Jones and Reddick both to get a sack.
Mm-hmm.
and Kelsey anytime, like I said. That's paying $34.
Goodness, that is juicy.
How many legs was that?
2, 4, 7.
I actually, like, because
so
we
got
were
a little bit going on there.
We were pretty much making them live.
They're all going. I can't see it losing.
I've already got bet regret. Like, I wish I had thrown in Reddick in mine. Yeah, so I might even throw that on as a single bet.
Well, the beauty
to get a sack.
The beauty is this is coming to you live on Sunday, the day before Super Bowl Sunday in America.
Yep.
So, you know, you've got time to.
Yeah.
You've got time to put some bets on.
I'm already taking notes from this, and I'll be jumping on as well. Yeah. Near throw Reddick somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Because one of those two are getting a sack.
Absolutely.
Both of them are actually. Yeah. I only put them for one or more. I could have put them for two or three or four. But
well, yeah, like we spoke about in our previous episode, Reddick's going to go five. Five sacks and Philly's going to get the record.
Reddick alone? Philly's going for the all-time
record. Sack record.
He's going for five by himself.
He's going for five by himself. You heard it here first.
Wow. I'm pretty sure SEN... Zed, I said that Jones was going to get fired.
You did.
So one of us will be right.
Didn't you also give Jones the MVP?
And Mitch.
In that, yeah. What's he paying for that?
Mitch.
I said 51 bucks.
Yeah.
That'll be, imagine that, five sacks into MVP.
Yeah.
Still time. There's still time.
No, but as always, gamble responsibly. Gamble within your means.
It's a special
just
day.
Have a bit of fun with it. It's obviously bet bonanza for us this week, so we all have a little dabble, but...
Normally it's only one of us per week because we're responsible.
That's right. Yeah. So bet within your means. But yeah, any betting companies that want to jump on and sponsor this segment in the future, this little bonus ep.
Little one.
Hope you all enjoy your Super Bowl Monday and have a good time. And
will we be active on the socials?
We potentially may be active on the socials. We have got a couple of events booked in.
We'll definitely be getting some content.
Yeah, some content will be there. So. Whether we're super active on the socials or not, it's probably one of the times we might not be because we are obviously massive
enjoying
fans.
Enjoying it ourselves. Yeah.
Massive fans of the game.
It might start off real hot. And then hopefully
by after halftime we won't be communicating on socials anymore.
Could
because,
be big for you.
Yeah.
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 Could be, yeah. Not for us. We're just enjoying the game.
We're there for the game and the festivities.
So who do you want to win? It's now Sunday. Have you changed your mind?
No, I'm still on the Birds.
Still on the Birds. You're obviously still on the Birds.
I'm never going
to
change.
No. I am still on the Chiefs to win their second in, what, 4 years?
Yeah. 4 years. Gussie, still the Birds?
Birds, mate.
Birds.
You haven't changed in 3 days.
Either of us.
This goes what I said.
We haven't changed in 3 days.
Literally.
This is a part of our 96 hours in the dark.
Yeah.
We're only allowed out to record.
Yeah.
I reckon that it tells you. But anyway. A lot of money. This is just showing that a lot of money on the Birds.
Yeah, there is.
Unfounded.
We'll found it.
We'll see. We'll see.
And if you haven't already, go back and listen to our Super Bowl preview episode, which would have been out on Wednesday. But yeah, check
Thursday. Thursday.
We would have been out on Thursday.
Yeah, would have been. Thanks, boys. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck to the Birds.
Enjoy the bonus episode, everybody.
Yeah. Little cheeky one just to chuck in there. Go the Packers.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
I think Gus just stopped recording.
Good job, boys. I was